Hello, everybody. Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you today and report on the distribution of the Eastern Armenian Bible. It's been a great privilege for my organization, Armenian Ministries, to work with Trinitarian Bible Society for over 20 years. Armenian Ministries is a small independent mission started by my late father-in-law, Ivan Pambakin, in the mid-90s. Our main objective is to spread the gospel in the land of Armenia and to help those living in poverty in some of their physical needs. And of course, as we do that, that gives us an opportunity to tell them about the Lord Jesus and at the same time introduce them to his living word. I've worked in Armenia for about 12 years. My mother-in-law, Sona Pambakian, was instrumental in the translation of the Eastern Armenian Bible. Today I'd like to start by talking about the country of Armenia to give you some introduction to it and then talk about the history of the Armenian Bible and reasons for the Bible project and then move on and talk about that project and how it developed and then finally talk about the distribution of God's Word in Armenia and some of the responses by the Armenian people to the Word of God. So starting with the country of Armenia. Armenia is a small country situated between Turkey and Azerbaijan. It has a population of about 3 million people, largely made up of Armenians. And the land and the people have seen much conflict through the ages, ruled by other kingdoms and powers and authorities. Armenia today is much smaller than it was at one time. At one time it extended across what is now Turkey. And of course, it was part of the Soviet Union and declared independence in the 1990s. As the effects of communism fell away and the restrictions fell away, new influences came in and of course the need for the Word of God was greater than ever. Armenia is mentioned in the Bible. It's mentioned in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 4, and the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. And of course, at one time Ararat was in Armenia, and today it lies in Turkey, but Armenians still consider Ararat to be theirs, and it's very much part of their tradition and heritage. Armenia was the first country to adopt Christianity as its state religion in 301. Armenia became the first Christian country. The Armenian alphabet was created by Saint Nestor Mashdots in 405 AD for the Bible to be translated in order that the Word of God be made available to the people of Armenia. And so with that in mind, I want to move on and just talk a little bit about the history of the Armenian Bible and the reasons for the project which was overseen by Trinitarian Bible Society. There are two dialects of modern Armenian, Eastern and Western Armenian. Eastern Armenian is spoken by Armenians living in Armenia today, and Western Armenian spoken by those Armenians who were living in what is now Turkey, those who had to flee during the genocide in the early part of last century. Those Armenians left that area and went to live abroad, and so they speak Western Armenian. The two dialects are very different with different vocabulary, different grammar, and it's very difficult for one person to be able to understand the other dialect. The Bible was first translated into classical Armenian, or Graba, as it's known as, by Mesrop Mashdots in the 5th century. And that classical Armenian Bible continues to be used by the Armenian Apostolic Church. But it's written in a language which is only understood by scholars. An average person wouldn't be able to pick up that Bible and be able to read it or understand it. It would be impossible for them to do so because of the archaic language which is used. And so there have been attempts to produce revisions and produce Bibles which have been, which are more understandable. In the 19th century in particular, there was various projects which were carried out in order to produce an Armenian Bible in Eastern Armenian, which could be understood. And some progress was made, but again, for many people today, they would struggle to understand that Bible. Western Armenian Bibles have been produced, and probably the Western Armenian Bible would be the first choice by most believers, as it's seen as being the most accurate and the most reliable version. In 1994, the Armenian Apostolic Church produced its own version of the Bible. A translation was commissioned and produced, and that is the version which is used by the Armenian Apostolic Church today in some situations. But many believers don't consider it to be a good translation, as it doesn't, they don't feel that it reads well and that it's not reliable. So as we examine the scriptures available in Armenia, there are many problems and many issues that need to be dealt with. And so there was a requirement for a new translation to be produced in modern Eastern Armenian. First of all, a translation which was reliable and faithful to the original text. And then also a Bible which could be easily understood by people living in Armenia today. A Bible which reads well and is clear in the message that it's portraying. A Bible which addresses all of these issues was necessary. And so the objective of the Eastern Armenian Bible Project was to produce such a translation. And that was led by my mother-in-law, Sona Pambakian. The translation work was carried out by a relatively small team of people. Sona carrying out a lot of the translation work herself. So some of it based on the Bible produced in the 1800s and revised and compared with the original language and of course with the King James Version as well. And the objective all the time to produce God's Word in a reliable way which would be accessible to people in Armenia today. And so, just looking at the history of that project, in 1998, the Trinitarian Bible Society approached my mother-in-law and my then living father-in-law, having heard about their Armenian connections and the fact that my mother-in-law was qualified to be able to undertake such a project. And so the project started there in 1998, starting with the translation of John, which was published in 1999. So the first Gospels of John were produced in 1999 and distributed among people there in Armenia. Since then, further prints of the Gospel of John were produced, and then in 2005 the New Testament was published, and with 20,000 copies being printed. Later in 2008, the Psalms were added, so a new print was produced of the New Testament and Psalms, and I believe at that time 50,000 copies were produced. And then in 2012 saw the completion and publication of the entire Bible, the whole of God's Word, in Eastern Armenian, in the language of the people in Armenia today, and a Bible which was trustworthy, a Bible which is reliable, a Bible which is based on the reliable original texts. And so since 2012, there have been a number of reprints, batches printed, should I say, 20,000 printed and distributed in 2012, 10,000 printed in 2015 by Bearing Precious Seed, and then another 25,000 printed in 2017. And I want to again say how thankful we are to Trinitarian Bible Society for granting all these Bibles over the years, and of course in the New Testaments and the Gospels of John. And as well as the Bible, we've been able to distribute many thousands of Words of Life calendars containing verses from the scripture, and what a wonderful opportunity they provide for the Word of God to go out. And so thinking about the distribution of the Armenian Bible and some of the response to that, again, we're very thankful for those Bibles which have been granted, and we've been able to in turn give out free of charge in Armenia. There are many in Armenia who are extremely poor and would never be able to afford to purchase a Bible for themselves. And so being able to give them a free Bible has opened up a completely new opportunity to those people. Many of those people, we have got to know them because of their need of physical help, and often they have approached our organisation asking for help with things like food and clothes. And as well as being able to help them with those items, we have of course been able to provide them with something much more precious and eternal and significant. And of course, the Word of God is beyond what anybody could ever desire or think that they need. We've been amazed time and time again by the enthusiasm at which people have received the Word of God in Armenia. I think it's fair to say that for many of us, particularly living here in the UK, we're not used to people having a desire for the Word of God. It's rare that we get people knocking on the door asking if they can have a copy of the Bible. But in Armenia, we have seen it to be the case. Over and over again, people come in and asking for their own copy of God's Word. And many have commented on the fact that the scripture is a precious treasure, that it is something to be treasured. It's something to be valued and not taken for granted. And I think often we have a tendency to forget the preciousness of God's Word. Those who've received a copy and have read some of it or read all of it have commented on the fact that this translation is clear. The Armenian is easy to read. It's understandable. The message of what the Bible has to say comes through. And of course, that is so important because the Word of God needs to be able to reach people, to get into their minds and their hearts. But at the same time, it's important to maintain the fact that this is a translation which is reliable and is trustworthy and is faithful to the original language, is faithful to God's Word. The fact that it's in Eastern Armenia is an immediate benefit to those who may otherwise have read the Bible in Western Armenian in the past. For those people, that would have been a struggle to try and understand the different grammar, to understand the vocabulary used. And as we know, it can be difficult sometimes for people to just read the Bible even in their own language. And so if they're trying to read it in a language that they really don't understand, that presents a further problem. And so this Bible has really addressed that issue, and we're thankful that it's meeting that need among the Armenian people. There have, of course, been those who have opposed it. There has been some opposition from religious people, even from Christians. There have been a number of cases where people have responded by telling us that something has been translated incorrectly. And of course, that really comes down to the fact that this translation is faithful to the original. And there have been examples where we have been told that the Bible, the Armenian Bible, is incorrect. And just as one example, from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25, the English King James Version says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." Now, if you read that in the TBS Eastern Armenian Bible, it will read exactly the same in the Armenian. But many of the other translations, including the Western Armenian translation, don't talk about the foolishness of God. They talk about God's fool. And they don't talk about the weakness of God. They talk about God's weak one. And of course, that presents a different meaning. And there are those who have got upset over the fact that the Trinitarian Bible Society, Eastern Armenian Bible, disagrees with what the other translations say. And there are other examples from scripture where this is the case. But of course, we know that the Bible has to be faithful. And even when it upsets us, even when we don't like what it says, the Bible must remain faithful and we must accept the word of God. Distribution is largely carried out through contacts that we make in Armenia, and many of those that ask for a Bible simply hear by word of mouth that Bibles are available. We never advertise, we never put an article in the newspaper or on Facebook saying that there are free Bibles available. Much of the contact comes through the contacts we have with other believers or with those that we meet as we carry out our aid programs. We give Bibles to individuals. Many have gone to individuals, either one or two copies, and they have been a whole range of people who have received them. People with no church contact at all, people who have not had any contact with the gospel, and really, in some cases, don't know what they are receiving. They don't know that this is the word of God. They have gone to those who are genuinely searching for Christ, those who are looking for answers, those who are really keen on finding out what the Bible says about God and about their position before God. There are those who have lived under the strains of the Soviet Union as believers, those who have suffered oppression under the Soviet Union, those who have come through and have used whatever God has given them at the time and are now rejoicing in the fact that they've got this Bible available. New believers who found that this isn't just a book which makes a nice ornament. It's more than just something which you put on your shelf or you put on your under your pillow to bring you good luck. Those that have seen that this is the Word of God, that this is the living Word of God. Those who are new in faith and want to grow and know that the way to grow is to read this Word and to meditate upon it and to hide it in their hearts. We've had many people who have received the Bible and then they've returned a few weeks later or a few months later and have told us that they would like another copy because they gave their previous copy to a neighbour or to a family member or to a friend. And what a joy that is to know that the Word of God is going out to people in Armenia, some many of whom we have never met. And so I want to just bring a few examples of people that we've met over the years, that people that have received Bibles and what they're doing for the Lord in giving out the Word of God. So I start with Vahan. Vahan was a policeman and he was serving in the police force in Armenia and had such an enthusiasm for God's Word. He for many years was giving Bibles to colleagues in the police force, and again having an opportunity to give Bibles to people that probably the rest of us may not have that opportunity. A number of years ago, he came out of the police force in order to go into full-time service for the Lord. And this man has given away many Bibles to people in different parts of Armenia. And he's also taken some copies to Russia, particularly to Siberia, to Armenian speakers there. And these are communities which are often cut off, very isolated, and would have no access whatsoever to the gospel, and yet Vahan has been able to take Bibles to these people. Only just a few, because he's limited by what he can take in his suitcase, but it's reached some of those far outlying communities there in Russia. Suzanne is a Christian from the Baptist Church, and she is an old Christian, if I may say that. She's known Christianity in communist times. And Suzanne visits poor people. She takes what she can to help them with some of their needs, but she also takes the scriptures to these people as well. And sometimes that's just the Gospel of John. Sometimes it's a New Testament. Sometimes it's an entire Bible. But she uses the opportunities that she gets as she meets people to help them, to give them the Word of God. Haik is a man that we got to know just a few months ago. He's had a very hard life, separated from his wife. And he's seen a lot of struggles during his time. He was newly converted just a few months ago, and he has a passion for the Word of God, which I think is probably unrivaled. He loves the Word of God, and he will either ring us, or when we're in Armenia, he will pop in and visit us, and he'll tell us about what he's read. He'll describe a passage that he's read from the scriptures and tell us with great excitement how God has spoken to him, how it's affected him. And this is a man who has whose life has been utterly transformed by the Word of God and the working of the Holy Spirit. And it's people like Haig that encourage I suppose, for the work of distributing the word of God to continue. The Bible, the scripture, makes a difference in people's lives. I have to say, at this point, there's still a large demand for the New Testament. And we assumed that when the whole Bible was complete, that people wouldn't want just the New Testament. But actually, many have come back to us and said, we really would like some copies of the New Testament. Because there are certain situations where it's appropriate to give a person a New Testament, at least to begin with. If they're working with children or young people or in certain evangelistic situations, it's sometimes less overwhelming for a person to open up a New Testament rather than to open up the entire Bible and not know where to start. We're very thankful that Trinitarian Bible Society have continued to provide us with New Testaments so that we can meet some of this demand. And one particular case where this is evident is in the ministry that a man called Vartan does. Vartan is a teacher, and Vartan likes to give out scriptures wherever he has the opportunity. He's given out New Testaments and Bibles to his students when they've graduated, but him and his wife also distribute scriptures to different schools throughout Armenia, and they've built up a considerable number of contacts with schools over the years. And his aim, his vision, is that they can get either a Bible or a New Testament into every school in Armenia, and get a Bible to the teachers and the staff there, if not some of the students as well. And again, very enthusiastic and very energized to carry out this vision. I'd like to tell you about two men that came to us asking for a Bible. They were both drug addicts. They'd both been in prison. One of the men had served 12 years in prison. And it was during the time after they came out of prison, when they were in rehabilitation, that these two men separately came to know the Lord and then became friends with each other. And the two of them are now involved in working with rehabilitating other men who have suffered with drug problems. And they came to us asking for some Bibles because they realized the impact that the Word of God had had on them, and they wanted to pass the Word of God onto others who were struggling in a similar way. And so these two men have been able to give out Bibles to some of the others in the rehabilitation center, and we pray that God will work in the lives of those men, free them from their addiction, and bring them into a living knowledge of the Lord Jesus. We've given Bibles to churches, and we have contacts in the Baptist Church and the Evangelical churches, and pastors or other church leaders often come to us and say, we haven't got the Bible. We haven't got the Bible for each member of our congregation. There are many people who come to church and they don't have a Bible. And would you be able to help us? And we can testify over and over again what a blessing it's been to see the Word of God go out in that way. Recently, we were in contact with a pastor from a small town just outside of the capital, Yerevan, who works with refugees from Azerbaijan. So these are Armenian refugees that have come from Azerbaijan, and they only speak Russian. And so, again, thanks to Trinitarian Bible Society who have provided us with Russian Bibles. We've been able to give this pastor some Russian Bibles to give to these Russian-speaking Armenian refugees. And this is a tremendous reminder of the fact that the Word of God is applicable and it's necessary for all people wherever they are, whatever language they speak. People need the Word of God. There's a lady called Zhenya. She's 90 years old and she has amazing health. She still is serving the Lord, and her mission is to take the Word of God to the villages on the borders of Armenia, villages which are very difficult to access, villages where often the residents are very opposed or very wary anyway to people from outside coming in. And she takes Bibles and distributes them, particularly in the schools on the borders, to the teachers, but also to the soldiers as well. Soldiers in Armenia are in particular danger. There is conflict on the borders, and these are often young men that have been conscripted into service at 18 years old. And their time of service is a very difficult time for them emotionally and spiritually. And it's often a good time for them to open up the Word of God and consider what God's Word says. We have various projects going on in Armenia. These different projects have opened up contact with other organizations, people running Bible clubs, people running children's camps, other people doing humanitarian aid work in Armenia. And through all these different channels, there have been opportunities to give out the Word of God. And we're just thankful for this time that we have. We're thankful that the doors in Armenia have been open and remain open for the foreseeable future to be able to distribute the Word of God. And of course, we never know when those doors may close, and so we should use the opportunity while we can. Armenia is a country which, when the Soviets left, there was a void, and it started to fill up with all sorts of things, many of those things very negative, many of those things evil. And there's all sorts of religions came into the country, philosophies. And there is such a need for the Word of God, and we're so thankful that the Word of God is going out in Armenia today. And we know, of course, that without the Word of God, we'll never see true regeneration. We'll never see true spiritual growth. We'll never see people really understanding what it means to be a Christian. Yes, they may be called a Christian. They may call themselves Christian because of their ancestry, because of their history. It may form a major part of their traditions and their identity. But unless they have the Word of God and they come into that knowledge, that saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they won't know what it means to be a Christian. And so we pray that as these Bibles go out, as they continue to end up in places that we will probably never manage to visit, we pray that the Word of God will come alive, that people will read that Bible, they'll open that Bible, they'll take it off the shelf, they'll take it from under their pillow, they'll read it and they will consider what it has to say, and they'll come into that saving power, into that saving knowledge, the power of the Lord Jesus. Again, we're thankful for Trinitarian Bible Society for all their support over the years. And we pray that God will continue to bless all the ministries that Trinitarian Bible Society do, and that God will continue to bless his word, wherever it is, whatever language it's in, for his glory and for his honour. Amen.